Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psochim Daf Kuf Chof. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Gemara will be beginning from 16 lines from the top of the page. You'll notice there is a two dots, and we're talking about you're approximately a third of the way down. You'll notice in the middle of the line, or on the line that we are beginning, there's a little house form around the word matzah. Before we actually read the Gemara, let's glance at our Nosei Mivneh heading. Nosei, topic, Mivneh, structural note. In our Shas Ozer marked Gemaras, we attempt to provide topic headings and structural notes at the beginning of each sugya. In this case, we have a house marking and a double underline. The double underline will be highlighting names, and the house marking will be highlighting the words matzah and moror. And we're talking about, in this piece of Gemara, matzah and moror, bizman hazeh, nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, deiraisa ol derabanan, is the requirement of these mitzvahs, matzah and moror, is it a Torah-level obligation or a rabbinic obligation? The Gemara, Omar Rava, we might point out ahead of time that Rava will be contrasted, and he's listed as number one, with Rav Acha Bar Yankov, who you can see a few lines later with a double underline as well, with a number two. So Rava makes a distinction between matzah and moror. He says, matzah bizman hazeh d'oraisa, u'moror d'rabbanan. Moror, nowadays, is only of a rabbinic nature, a rabbinic obligation. The Gemara now asks a question. This question lasts a few lines. You can see we have a long question marking, the kuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, with a vertical dashed line. The Gemara asks, Umay shno moror, what is different about moror that you are classifying it as merely rabbinic, dechtiv al matzos umrorim yochluhu? The pasuk says that you shall eat the korban pesach with matzah and moror. Bizman diiko pesach yesh moror. When there is a korban pesach obligation, then there is a moror obligation. Ubizman de leko pesach. When there is no korban pesach like nowadays, leko moror. So there is no moror obligation either. Well, if that's the reason that you're classifying moror as purely rabbinic, matzah nami hoksiv. Well, with regard to the matzah, you have the same pasuk. It says, al matzah sumrom yochlu. In this pasuk, matzah is referred to as well. So why do you distinguish? So the Gemara answers, matzah mehadar hoder beikro bo'erev tochlu matzos. With regard to matzah, the Torah repeats or presents an additional pasuk. That's mehadar hoder beikro. The Torah presents an additional pasuk with regard to matzah alone, where it says bo'erev tochlu matzos, indicating that matzah even, bizman hazeh, even nowadays, is of a Torah obligation. Rav Acha bar Yankov Omar, he, notice, disagrees and says, echot zeh ve'echot zeh, both matzah and moror, are derabonon, elo, hok, si, bo'erev tochlu matzos. But if you're going to say that matzah is derabonon, is merely rabbinic, what does Rav Acha do with the pasuk that says bo'erev tochlu matzos? The extra pasuk that focuses on matzah itself. The Gemara answers, it takes a few lines to answer this. We have a long answer marking, three lines. As you can see, there's a little tuff that's encircled to the right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line. The Gemara says, Hahi miboyale, I need the pasuk of Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos not for a Bizman Hazeh issue, but rather for a phenomenon that existed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, L'tomei v'shohoyo b'derech r'choka. These are people, either he's tomei, he's ritually impure, or he is at a distance from the Beis HaMikdash, and as a result of that, on the 14th of Nisan, if he is Tomei, or he was Bederech Rechoka, and unable to do the Korban Pesach. So we are using this Pasuk of Berev Tochul Matzos, that there's an obligation for these people, the Tomei or the Derech Rechoka, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, that even though he is not going to be doing a Korban Pesach, nevertheless he is Chayav in the Matzah obligation, once again, but during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what do I have to teach about them for the Salka Daita Chamina. Without a pasuk, I would have thought Kivan de Pesach lo achli, since the Tome and Derech Rechoka are not eating the Korban Pesach, Matzah umoror nami lo nechol, that they should not be obligated in Matzah and Moror. Komash Mlon, the pasuk of Erev Tochlu Matzahs, according to Rav Acha, tells me that even though they are not going to be, they, meaning the Tome and Derech Rechoka, are not going to be doing the Korban Pesach, they still are obligated in the Matzah. But that's all as far as during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, Rav Acha will tell you, even Matzah is rabbinic. V'Rava Amar Loch, you notice we have a swivel line under Rava. This is to indicate that Rava is now responding to this. Rava will tell you, Tomev Shoy Baderech Rechoka Lo Tzorech Kra, I don't need a special pasuk for them during the time of the Beis HaMikdash to obligate them in Matzah. To lo gari mi orel uben nechor, they are no less, gari means less than, they are no less than the orel, the uncircumcised, or the ben nechor. Disanyo, regarding the orel and ben nechor, the pasuk says, kol orel lo yochal bo. And we infer, bo eino ochel, the uncircumcised, does not eat from the Korban Pesach, aval ochel b'matzah moror, but he does eat matzah and moror. So that we see there's an obligation for someone who is not eating the Korban Pesach, nevertheless he shall eat the matzah moror. So I learn from Orel and Ben Nehor, I learn from the Orel Pasuk to the Tomei and Derech Rechoka. Therefore, according to Rava, the Pasuk of Bo'erev Tochlu Matzahs is available to teach me concerning nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, that it is of a Torah obligation. The Idach, Rav Acha Bar Yankov, who doesn't learn like Rava, but rather says that the pasuk of Erev Tochlu Matzahs is used up for the Zman Beis HaMikdash period of time, he says, Ksiv Bahai Utsrichi, I need a pasuk by the Orel, and I need a separate pasuk by the Tomei and Derech Rechoka, and I cannot learn one from the other. Therefore, he does not have the pasuk of Erev Tochlu Matzahs available for Bizman Hazeh. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Tanyo Kavose de Rava. I have a Tanaic source that supports Rava, that holds that matzah nowadays is Doraisa. And before we actually read the source, we can take advantage of our marking system, and you'll notice at the end of this source that's in a frame, the dashed underlined section, the last two lines, and there it says, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim Inai, from where do I know that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there still is a matzah obligation on a Torah level? Tamalom Erev Tochlu Matzahs, HaKosuv Kovo Chova, Brisa cites the very same pasuk that Rava cited to demonstrate his point of view that the first night of Pesach is obligated on a Torah level in the eating of matzahs. So now let's read the entire source and see how it develops. But once again, we're backing up Rava's position that matzah bizman hazeh is doraisa. So the Gemara says, after saying Tanya kavosi de Rava, sheshes yomim toichal matzos uvayom hashvi atzeres l'shem elokecha. This pasuk is, of course, focusing on Pesach, and the source points out Ma Shvi'i Rishus, just like the seventh day of Pesach, matzah eating is of an optional nature. It's not obligatory, because the Rashbam explains in this pasuk, or there is no pasuk that says. It doesn't say in this pasuk Bashvi'i Tochal Matzahs. It does say Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzahs, but the seventh day it doesn't say Tochal Matzahs. So just like the seventh day is optional, af sheshes yomim rishus, so too the 6 days are also optional. My taimo, how does the Tana know this? Answer: Have a davar shahoya bichlal. The seventh day was part of a klal of a general pasuk. In another place, the pasuk says shivas yomim toichal matzos. So the seventh day was part of that. Seven of that pasuk that says shivas yomim tochamas, as we say, that's another pasuk. So it was part of the klal. It was part of the general group of days. The yotza mina klal, but in this pasuk, the seventh day was excluded from that klal. In this pasuk, it only says 6 days one eats matzahs. It does not mention the seventh day. So the seventh day has been excluded from the previous pasuk that said 7 days. So why has the seventh day in this pasuk been excluded? Lo lamed al atzmo yotze. It's not to tell me about it alone that the seventh day is optional. Lo lamed al klal kulo yotze. It is been excluded to tell me about all the other 6 days. There's all 7 days of Pesach. it is the eating of matzahs, just like on the seventh day it's optional, so too the six other days it is optional. Yochol af laylo harishon rishos. Are we to learn from here that even the first night, we'll call the Seder night, the eating of matzah is an option and not obligatory? Talmud lomar. Therefore, there's another pasuk that says al matzahs umrorim yochluhu. This pasuk is saying that you shall eat the korban pesach together with matzah and moror, showing me just like the korban pesach is obligatory, so too the matzahs and the matzah is as well. Ainli yelo bismanja beis hamikdash kaim. From this pasuk, I see that's true only when the beis hamikdash is standing, a time during which you will be doing the korban pesach. Bisman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim. And what about during a time when the beis hamikdash is not standing, like nowadays? What about the first night of pesach, the seder night? Talmud Lomar. So there is a pasuk, the Rava pasuk that we saw before, Bo Erev Tochlu Matzos. That evening, the evening of the Seder night, you are obligated to eat matzos. HaKosuv Kovoy Chova. The pasuk establishes the first night as obligatory, even Bizman Hazeh. You'll notice that we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. If you align this arrow with the arrow that you find on the upper part, on the first arrow halfway down the page, you'll see that on that line, the Rava was citing the pasuk of Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos to tell me that Bizman Hazeh, there is a chiyuv, there's an obligation of matzah. And that's what you see right over here at the end of this source. The Mishnah, Yashnu. We're talking now about people that fell asleep during the Seder. In other words, the Rashbam explains they began eating their Korban Pesach and then fell asleep. The Rashbam, by the way, he ties in this Mishnah also to Matzo Bizman Hazeh, whereby if a person started eating the matzah that's he's eating as a matzah obligation and then falls asleep, what is the halacha about when he wakes up? Can he continue eating? Yashnu miktsasim, if part of the group of people fell asleep and others remained awake, well then they yochlu, they can continue eating when they wake up. Kulan, if however the entire group falls asleep when they wake up, lo yochlu, they are not allowed to continue eating. The reasoning behind this is that the falling asleep and then the subsequent waking up is reminiscent, or could come to a situation of a person thinking that if when he wakes up he can continue eating, he can also eat in two different places. And eating in two different places is strictly forbidden. Eating the Korban Pesach, starting a Korban Pesach in one place and then going to another place and continuing to eat the Korban Pesach, that's called Shnei Mekoymos, that is forbidden. So the Mishnah is ruling a rabbinic prohibition that falling asleep and waking up and the continued eating would be like that, would be similar to eating in two separate places, and therefore not allowed. Rabbi Yossi, He disagrees on that which the Tanna Kamma said. The Tanna Kamma said that in the case of Yashnu Miktsasan, they can continue eating when they wake up because there are other people there that did not fall asleep at all. Rabbi Yossi says, this is true, Nisnamnu Yochlu. If the Miktsasan, the partial, the part of the group that fell asleep, so to speak, they simply dozed off. However, near demu lo yochlu, if they went into a deep sleep as opposed to a simple nodding off, then even though it's a case of miktsasan, they're not allowed to continue eating. Pesach, ha-pesach achar chatzos, mitamas yadayim. The Korban Pesach after midnight, after chatzos halayla, is going to then convey ritual impurity to one's hands. This is because at Chatzos, according to the Tanaic position of this Mishnah, it becomes Nosar. And there's a rabbinic ruling that Nosar, as well as Pigol, two problems that arise when dealing with sacrifices, when they reach that status, they are then Metames Yodayim. It's a rabbinic ruling that imposes Tumas Yodayim on Pigol and Nosar. And as far as this line of Mishnah is concerned, after Chatzos, the Korban Pesach turns into Nosar, and as the Mishnah goes on to say, HaPigol VaNosar Metames Yodayim. We will see later on that not all Tanaic opinions agree that midnight is the time at which the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, becomes Nosar. The Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer Nisnamnu Yochlu, Nirdamu Lo Yochlu. And Rabbi Yossi says that if someone fell completely asleep, even though he is part of a group of people that did not fall asleep, nevertheless he is not allowed to continue eating when he wakes up. Hechi domi nisnamne. How do we categorize or describe that state of being called nisnamne? Omer Ravashi. Ravashi answers: nim velo nim, asleep but not really asleep; tir velo tir, awake but not really awake. Kigon de kori le vioni. It's a situation where a person can call the person and he will answer. He'll say, he'll call his name and he'll give some type of response. Maybe a groaning response, but he answers. However, v'lo yoda la dure svara. If you ask him something that needs thought, he is unable to do it. And the Rashbam gives an example, la dure svara, v'milsa de tzricha svara, if you don't shishol him also, hechoni nachta kli zeh. You ask a person, where did you leave the alarm clock? Or where did you leave your knife? Where did you leave a particular vessel? V'chi matkurilei, when you ask him that kind of question, he won't be able to answer. However, if you volunteer the information and say to him, did you leave it in such and such a place? He will answer. He can answer to that yes or no. But if you ask him the question in such a way that he has to, on his own, come up with the place that he left it, that he won't be able to do. And that's what the Gemara means when it says that v'lo yoda l'dure svara. However, v'chimad kurele. However, if you remind him, if you tell him, well, didn't you leave it in such and such a place? Midkar. That will be sufficient to remind him, and he can answer to that yes or no. So you can see we're describing a person that's in a, let's say, a partially awake state. Abaye have yosef kamei derabo. We're talking about a Seder night, and Abaye was sitting in the presence of Rabbah. Actually, we saw descriptions of Abaye in the presence of Rabbah in a previous sugya in this perek. Chozo de konimne. Abaye noticed that Rabbah was dozing. And there we're talking about a situation where Rabbah had started eating his matzah chova. His matzah chova means the matzah through which he's going to be fulfilling his matzah obligation. So Abaye noticed that Rabbah was dozing off. Amalei, Abaye says, Meinam konayimar. Hey, yeah, you're dozing off. Amalei, Rabbah says, that's right. Minumi konim menamnem. I am dozing off. However, I'm not fully asleep. Utnan. And we learned already in the Mishnah, Nisnamnu, if a person was dozing, if the miktsasim, the part of the group, was dozing and not fully asleep, yochlu, they are able to continue eating. Nir demu, lo yochlal. We've dashed, underlined the nisnamnu yochlu, because that's what Rabbah was trying to accomplish by citing this source, that I am still able to continue eating, because after all that happened with me is I reached the state of nisnamnu. HaPesach achar chatzos metamas yodayim. Our Mishnah said that the Pesach after chatzos reaches a state or a situation where it can convey tumas yodayim. Almo, from our Mishnah we see, mechatzos havilei nosar, that from midnight already it becomes nosar. And since it's nosar, there's a general rule that says that nosar and pigul is a situation of a korban that was processed with an incorrect mindset, dealing with incorrect time in the mindset of the one offering the korban. That too ruins the korban. Pigol and nosar. We're focusing right now in this current discussion on nosar. Nosar is mitami yodayim. So if the Mishnah says that at chatzos it's mitami yodayim, that indicates that at chatzos it became nosar. Nosar is something that's mitami yodayim. Mantana. Who is the author of such an idea that chatzos creates nosar on the part of the korban Pesach? Omer of Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who our Mishnah, Rav Yosef tells us, is according to the Tano, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Disanya, and we have a Tanaic source. In this source, we will see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we'll see Rabbi Akiva, who responds to him. As far as our markings are concerned, we're emphasizing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's name, because the source is brought in to show that our Mishnah is according to him. The pasuk says, "V'ochlu es habosar b'laylo hazeh." This is a pasuk dealing with the Korban Pesach, telling us that you shall eat the meat this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemar Kan b'laylo hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah starts a gezer shav, a word comparison between two psukim. Over here it says Balailo Hazeh, the emphasis we've dashed under the mark, underlined the word Hazeh, and Emar Lahalon, and it says by the Makas Bechoros, it says by the smiting of the Egyptian firstborn, it says Vovarti Ba'eretz Mitzrayim Balailo Hazeh. Notice the word Hazeh again, Ma Lahalon Ad Chatzos, just like in the case of the Makas Bechoros, it was done at midnight. Afkan, with regard to the eating of the Korban Pesach, it's Ad Chatzos, until midnight. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, "Valo kfar nemar chipazon." The pasuk says that you shall eat the korban pesach bechipazon. The word chipazon is translated as haste. Ad shas chipazon. In other words, you're allowed to eat the korban pesach until the point, the time of haste. And the time of haste in Rabbi Akiva's perception is the haste involved in the exit of the Jews from Mitzrayim, and they left in the morning. So that, according to Rabbi Akiva, Noser does not set in until the morning. Im kein ma tam lomar balaylo. So then, what does the pasuk mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, when it says balaylo hazeh? Answer, yochol ye'ineh hal kikotshim bayom. The pasuk is telling me something else. It's saying, do you think that the Korban Pesach could be eaten like other sacrifices, that on the day that they're sacrificed, namely, all sacrifices are sacrificed during daytime hours, daylight. So, could the Korban Pesach, which is also shechted on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, should it be able to be eaten like other korbanos and eaten by day? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the pasuk tells me balaylo, balaylo hu ne'echal ve'eno ne'echal bayom. The Korban Pesach is unique in that it can be eaten only after nightfall. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, hi hazeh my ovidlei. Up till this point, when we were, as we were learning Rabbi Akiva, we noticed that the Rabbi Akiva was focusing on what, or the Brisa was focusing on what does Rabbi Akiva learn from the balaylo, but we didn't focus on what does he do with the key word that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was focusing on, namely the word hazeh. So at this point, the Gemara asks, well, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the word hazeh? He needs it limute lailo acher hu de'asa. Hazeh comes to exclude the idea of a second night, of another night. What does he mean by this? Now, we're going to see this explains. This is part of a long answer. The Gemara had asked, well, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the word hazeh? The Gemara is now starting the answer. We've indicated a long answer marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You can see a tuff that's encircled with a vertical dashed line that follows, indicating that all of the lines that are opposite this vertical dashed line are part of this answer. The question being, what does Rabbi Akiva do with hazeh? So we are saying right now that he needs it to exclude a laylo acher. Now, what is meant? Salko daita chamina, that without this pasuk, I would have thought the following. Hoyu Pesach equals kochim kalim. Pesach is classified as a low-level sanctity sacrifice, and there are others that are like that. Ushlomim equals kochim kalim. The standard korban shlomim is also classified as a kochim kalim. Ma shlomim ne'echol l'shneyom v'laylo echod, just like the time period allotted for the consumption of a korban shlomim is 2 days and the intervening night, namely the day on which it's slaughtered, the night that follows, and the next day. Af Pesach, I would have thought, with regard to the Pesach as well, we know that it's the eating obligation starts at night. So I would have thought like this. Oikim leilois bimokim yomim. Let's set up the nights, with regard to the Pesach, in place of the days that we have with a korban shlomim. V'yehei nechal, and then the korban Pesach could be eaten. V'shnei leilois v'yom echad. This is what I would have thought, without the word hazeh. Kosav rachmona hazeh. Therefore, the Torah uses the word hazeh to tell me not to think that you have a time span of 2 nights and the intervening day in which to eat the Korban Pesach. So as what have we accomplished so far? Well, with regard to Shitas Rabbi Akiva, we are taught that, first of all, Nosar doesn't set in until the morning. That's called Shas Chipozon. As far as the time in which you have allotted to eat it, you have all night. however, just the night and not the next day and following night. That particular point is accomplished by the word hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omar Loch. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, well, how does he know this point that was just mentioned by Rabbi Kiva? So he will tell you, I know this, miloi sosiru ad boiker nafka ha. This point is learned from the pasuk that says, you shall not leave it over till the morning. Well, if you're not allowed to leave it over till the morning, so then obviously you don't have two nights and an intervening day in which to eat it. You can't leave it over even till the very next morning. Rabbi Kiva Omar Loch, Rabbi Kiva says, well, if I would have had only that pasuk, ilo kosav rachmono hazeh, if I would not have had the word hazeh, had I had just the pasuk lo sosiru ad boker, have amino, I would have thought my boker. What is the boker referred to in that pasuk? Boker sheni. It's telling me don't leave it over till the second morning. So I would have been left with the original erroneous havamina. I would have been left with the thought that, well, maybe you can eat the Pesach the first night, intervening then next day and following night. And all this pasuk would be telling me is don't leave it over till the second day. Namely, not the next morning, but the morning after the second night. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, I need the word hazeh to exclude that entire possibility of the two-night time frame of eating. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he will tell you, I don't need hazeh for that purpose. I can accomplish everything from the pasuk of, I can exclude the two-night idea and intervening day from the pasuk itself when it says ad boker. Rabbi Elazar says, Omar loch, kol hecha dekasa boker, wherever the pasuk uses the term boker, which we just saw in this lo sosiru ad boker pasuk, boker rishonhu, that's already referring to the first night. And not like Rabbi Kiva thought, or not like he suggested that boker may have been a reference to a second boker, a second morning. Omar Rava, Ochal Matzo Bizmanaze Achar Chatzos Lerozen Razario Lo Yotsu Yudei Chovaso. Rava points out that if one eats for the first time his matzah after midnight of the Tesvav Nisan, we call at the Seder night, if he waited till after Chatzos in order to eat the matzah, well, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, he will not fulfill his matzah obligation. The Gemara says, well, what do I need Rava for? Pshita, that's obvious. We could have figured that out on our own. The Kevon de Iskush le Pesach, since the matzah is compared to or associated with the Pesach, Pesach says, al matzos umerorim yochlu, that you eat it, the Pesach, with matzah. So since the matzah is compared or tied into the Korban Pesach, ke Pesach domi. It's just like the Korban Pesach. And we know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is with regard to the Pesach, that after Chatzos it becomes Noser, it becomes forbidden. So the same too with regard to the Matzah. Maybe it doesn't become Noser, but it certainly is not Matzah, it's not Mitzvah worthy after Chatzos, just like the Korban Pesach. So what do I need Rava for? Mal de Tema. Well, I would have thought, without Rava, I would have thought as follows. Ha afke kro mehekesha. True, there was a hekesh that says al matzus umrom yuchlu. However, we saw already that the Torah mentioned or took the afke kro mehekesha literally means the Torah took away the matzah from its comparison to the Pesach, and we saw that already. When the Torah said Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzos Uvayom Ashvi Atzeres, and we saw there that just like the seventh day was optional, so too the other 6 days are optional. And at that point, it sounded like the first night was also included. The first night also being optional. In other words, not like the Korban Pesach. So since at a certain point in our learning, the Torah had viewed matzah as different than the Korban Pesach, Komash Malon, Rava tells us the Chiyahadre Kra, when the Pesach restores matzah to an obligatory level, to an obligatory level even Bizman Azeh, and that we saw in the Pesach Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos, Rava tells us Lemilso Kamaisa Hadre, that the Torah is restoring the matzah eating obligation to its original obligation, to its original status, in which the Achilas matzah was compared to the Pesach, that telling us that only until Chatzos, only until midnight. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.